Welcome to Tiger Talk, the show live every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock on Star 99, where we meet with the different coaches of Mobridge Pollock High School to talk about all things going on in Tigers athletics. This is William Haynes. Glad that you're tuning in. The program, as always, is brought to you by Dakota Bank. And really looking forward to our conversation this week with Chris Freed of the cross-country teams at Mobridge Pollock High School. Our first chance on this program getting to speak with him. This is his first season leading the cross-country program, so lots to get into with him, and we will do that here momentarily. But to recap some of the things that have been happening lately in Tigers athletics, well, let's start with the Lady Tigers first and foremost of volleyball, 7-0 to start the campaign. A fantastic season for them thus far. Last Thursday, a 3-0 win over Loyola Frederick, and they followed that up last night with a sweep in straight sets, 3-0 over Timber Lake on the road. It was a close first set, 25-23, then the Lady Tigers pulled away in the next two, 25-11 and 25-17. Last night was the fourth straight road match for the volleyball team. They will get the rest of this week and all of next week off of games, then they'll be at Cheyenne Eagle Butte on October 1st. The next home match for the volleyball team will come on October 3rd for homecoming against Stanley County. Not next Thursday, but the following Thursday. And a good follow-up to what the team did last season. They started 12-0 a season ago. Here they are at 7-0, still unbeaten. And six of the seven wins for them have been sweeps. Really impressive stuff from them thus far. And for the Mobridge Pollock football team, they went on the road this past Friday to Aberdeen to play Aberdeen Ron Colley at the Great Dakota Bank Stadium. Was not the result the Tigers were looking for, a 42-0 defeat. The offense went 3 and out on their first couple possessions that relayed quickly into Cavaliers touchdown drives. Then the Tigers with a fumble that was returned for a touchdown and an interception that was taken back to the house as well, gave Ron Colley a quick advantage there. It was the Tigers' first time being shut out since the 2022 playoffs, which also happened to be Aberdeen Ron Colley at Dakota Bank Stadium. But the run does end a three-game road trip for the Tigers. They're in their bye week this week at 2-2, and they'll come out of it for the remaining four games of the regular season next Friday at Tiger Stadium against Belle Fouche. Should be a good one there. On the cross-country side of things, four meets for them into the fall season. Now, they have the Big Dakota Conference invite tomorrow in Chamberlain that we will be getting into very shortly, and the Battler Invitational Saturday in Gettysburg. So that's a look at everything that's going on at the moment for Mobridge Pollock High School Athletics. You're listening right now to Tiger Talk. With that being said, let's get to the interview. We're really excited to have with us on the show this week your Mobridge Pollock cross country coach, Chris Freed. Coach, so good to see you, and thanks for coming by and speaking with us for a little bit. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. So
it's a thrill. And so to start off, when did you start as the cross country coach for Mobridge Pollock High?
So this summer, I put my app in. They hired me about July-ish or so, and then kind of started trying to work with kids a little bit on some little bit of summer running. And then we kicked off practice around August 15th, 16th, the first official day we could. And we kind of jumped in from there and got going. Had about 2.5 weeks of practice before our first meet. And since then, we've been going about one meet a week, but practice every day. Encourage running on weekends as well, as much as they do or don't like that. But it's kind of a day-by-day sport and not quite a year-round sport, but summer running is important for cross-country kids to help build that base and foundation as you get ready for the fall. So, but yeah, about mid-July, we've kind of been getting after it. Took a few kids to a summer camp. Actually, Northern had a running camp this beginning of August, and we took some kids over there. So kind of been getting after it a little bit since July, but officially about mid-August.
So how do you feel like it's been? It's kind of a quick turnaround, and you've really gotten into it. Is it something you're really enjoying and like doing?
Yeah, so far, so good. It's the first year I've coached cross country, and so I knew majority of the kids already from being around track, and I've got kids in school, so kind of just knowing them. But going to meets, working with them through practice has been kind of fun, getting to know them a little better, but then also working with them to get them in shape, get them competing, and kind of helping them achieve their goals. It's been a blast so far. So
we're in the thick of things now in the fall season for cross country, already four meets into the year. How has that gone so far?
It's been pretty good. You know, cross country is a little different, of course, than your basketball or your team sports, where you have a winner and a loser. You definitely know, you know, who that is. So cross country, we look at a couple things. We look at so what's our progression? How well are we improving in terms of our times? And we're also looking at, we look at places a little bit, but it really depends upon the meet as well. We've gone to a couple meets where we've had 30 teams there, you know, competing. So if you look at a boys or a girls race, if you've got 60 kids competing, that's quite a bit, quite a number of kids competing. So if you finish middle of the pack with a decent time, sometimes that's pretty good, you know. And then we've gone to some smaller meets where there's been, you know, maybe 10 teams or even less. But some of those kids running there have had some phenomenal times. And so we really look at that growth factor right now, especially at the beginning of the season, and want our kids to not worry about their places so much, but look at that time and that improvement of time, because we're really looking at the end of the season for those kids to be running their best times. So hopefully we can get some kids qualified for the state meet, you know, down the road. So, but yeah, we've got, we've had about a meet a week so far. We've got two this week, actually a Thursday and Saturday meet, but that gets a little bit busy, which is okay. But having at least one a week is good to get the kids some of that competition stuff. But so far, our kids are showing progress and showing improvements in their times. So some of them are not quite where they want to be yet at this time of the year, but working on patience a little bit with them on that.
I bet that's big in cross country, and that's some great perspective. Something from some of the more recent meets, middle school kids competing at the varsity events, Canyon Ford and Tyler Roebuck, a couple of eighth graders, Rue Knudsen and Lindy Binger, seventh graders. That alone is quite an accomplishment, right? To be competing with 11th and 12th graders and all that?
It is, yeah. Our roster is made up of three high school girls and 10 middle school boys and girls. Wow. So we're a very, very young team at that. So, you know, we're working on those younger kids with some of their goals, you know, in terms of where they want to be at by the end of the year. So some of them have been working on running a few of those varsity races. So the varsity races is 5,000 meters, boys and girls. So we're looking at like 3.1 miles approximately. So getting them some experience to run at that distance to see what it's like. And then some kids are at that JV level, which is 4,000 meters typically. Sometimes it's 3,000 depending upon where we go for the meets. They kind of shift that around a little bit, but we'll kind of bounce them back and forth a little bit right now, depending upon where the meet's at, the size of the meet, what the course looks like. Some courses that are super flat are a little bit easier compared to like the ones that have a lot of hills
right.
So some kids, some of our middle school kids that are a little inexperienced, like the, you know, Canyon, Tyler, Thomas, Rue, Lindy, some of those, when it gets a little bit more tougher course, we might pull them back to that JV level for that race. I don't want to burn them out or make them feel like, you know, kind of deflated or defeated a little bit on that. So we're bouncing things around with that a little bit. We've got three high school girls. Two of them are brand new to cross country this year, Brooke Bain and Shayla Rath. So they're also feeling some stuff out a little bit in terms of the distances and what the courses are like. But they're doing quite well for us. And then we have Faith Heil, who is a returner for us. She's been to the state meet a couple years here now, but she's been battling an injury a little bit over the summer. So we're slowly working her back into running shape, running form. We had a practice this morning at the track under the lights, a little cooler and stuff. So we kind of do some morning ones once in a while, but, you know, looking much better this morning and feeling much better. So we're hoping her as well as the others start to progress, you know, a little bit more. And we got about 4 or 5 weeks, you know, till the end of the season. So hoping to move everybody along at that pace and be good to go by the end of the year.
As you've been able to tell, still, you know, more recently coming onto the scene, but having that roster that's much more skewed towards the younger kids, is that You think just a timing thing, or do you feel like the cross country program is growing and that you're getting that youth movement upwards?
I think it's pretty similar to what it's been in the past couple of years. Last year, there was three high schoolers out, and they were all middle school. A couple of seniors, you know, Heidi Olson and Logan Betch were seniors last year, and then Faith was the other high schooler. And so a lot of these kids that are in the middle school are from the same group of kids from last year that are just another grade older with some new sixth graders that have come in, you know. So I feel it's pretty similar to what it's been in the last year. But as always, we'd work to try to continue to recruit. Cross country is not the most fun sport, right? Or the most fun sport, I guess. You're out there running constantly. Other sports, you're taking breaks or different movements and stuff. So it's hard, and it's hard to sometimes to convince kids to keep with that that cross country piece where you're constantly running. Some days we got long runs of 5 miles or 4 miles, you know, and other days it's sprint work or it's repeats and intervals. So there's some tough stuff that goes with it, and it's sometimes kids just don't like to stick with it, which is fine. That's understandable. But, you know, it is pretty rewarding to be able to see your times drop. And it's somewhat of an individual sport. But yet, if you get enough kids together, you can compete as a team, you know, to try to make that to the state cross-country meet as well. So,
is that your biggest pitch to kids to try and get them interested in cross-country?
It is, yeah. You know, I mean, it's an individual piece. So you put what you get out of it is as much as you put into it, right? So if you want to work hard, you know, that result comes directly from you. You don't rely on other, you know, people like in a team sport, you know, where you're relying on others as well. But working, you know, in our region, there's good opportunities for our girls team and our boys team. I don't know if we quite have enough boys, you know, this year, but there's good opportunities, I think, for our girls to maybe make it potentially as a team to the state meet. And the girls have had low numbers a little bit in the high school area in the last few years. The boys have made it a couple years ago to the state meet as a team, but we're hoping that we can get the girls there this year maybe, depending upon how we work through the year. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And looking towards the rest of the schedule, four meets into cross country so far this fall, but the Big Dakota Conference meet in Chamberlain is on Thursday, the Battler Invitational in Gettysburg on Saturday. You kind of touched on that earlier, kind of about 1 week. Having those two meets in 3 days, do you kind of have to stagger runners and they may not be in both?
Right, yeah. So a couple of the runners might pick one or the other. And then what we also will do probably is runs. One of the races will let the kids run a little bit longer. So some might run that 5,000 varsity and then the next one they might pull back and run at the JV level. So almost using it one of the days like a training day, you know, piece of that. The Big Dakota Conference, you know, typically it's just there's eight teams in that typically, but they open it up, so there'll actually be about probably 25 teams there. So they'll have a conference section, and they'll have an overall like regular race. It's a little bit different. They'll keep track of points differently and places stuff. But yeah, we will balance that out in terms of kind of a heavy, harder day, and then one of the other days will be like I don't want to say lighter, but it'll be a shorter distance on that for them. So. Something that you kind of have to do, you know, we don't typically do that close together, but we're doing it this week, just to do something, I guess, a little different. So
sure. Yeah. Right. That makes sense. And after this week, a few more meets before the regionals on October 17th. And what's the biggest thing you're looking for until then? Just still that steady progression?
Yeah, just definitely that improvement, getting the kids to, you know, in practice to push themselves, get out of their comfort zone a little bit. We've kind of been talking to them about, you know, if you want to improve, you got to be a little bit uncomfortable, you know, on when you're working out, doing those longer runs or doing those hill work, repeats, et cetera, get out of your comfort zone to try to improve our conditioning, improve your strength with that. So yeah, just to work on continuously dropping their times and looking at where they're at, you know, if they're going to be running varsity at the region meet, where they're at in comparison with the other schools, the other athletes. It's kind of nice if, I'm not sure if all everybody out there listening knows there's a website called athletic.net. That's where all the times for all the races are posted with cross country, track and field. And you can see all of our results from the meets, all the results from actually any meet across the United States, and you can compare. There's so much information there. You can kind of get lost in it looking at stuff. So I'm constantly and encourage our athletes to take a look at that, you know, see where they're at, compare some things. What time do we need to get to maybe make it, you know, to place at this meet or whatever it might be. So it's good information out there, and we'll use that too to kind of track things and see where we need to be in about 4 weeks. But yeah, we got about a meet a week coming up after this week until we get to regions on the 17th. That'll be in Chamberlain, I believe, for the regions. So it's good that we're going down there Thursday to get some of the kids who haven't ran on that before will get a chance to run on that course to know what it's like before you actually run on it, because it's a little different than. You go to a basketball court, it's the same size, you know, all that stuff. But sometimes different courses, they're usually on golf courses, right, for cross country. So sometimes you have to go all the way around outside three times, or you do these little zigzag things, and it's just a little bit different. So it's good to know exactly what it looks like before you run on it.
That's really interesting. Yeah, and I would love to know more about kind of the home turf in Mobridge that they train on. I saw there was a Mobridge Pollock Invitational on the schedule that was canceled, I think, for this weekend, right?
It was supposed to be Saturday. We had just a couple, maybe three teams that were going to come, and they didn't have a whole lot of runners on their team, so it would have been a super, super small meet. So we did decide to cancel it go to Gettysburg instead. Typically, we have it at the beginning or end of August is our normal meet, but sometimes things have to be shifted and adjusted, you know, based upon. Usually we run on the golf courses, right? And of course people are golfing out there.
Yeah.
So we have to be very mindful of what their schedule is like as well on that. But, you know, we want to also try to get people to recognize or see, support our cross country runners and stuff too. So we have talked about doing an event with our team. Just so people could come out and, you know, either visit with them or maybe see them run. We kind of have an idea, and we're going to do one of the things we also do at our meet is called the Munchkin Run, which is pretty popular. So at the end of the meet, we have young kids are able to run part of the course. So we're actually going to set that up next Friday, the 27th of September, before the football game.
Okay.
We're going to do it out at the track complex, actually. The last meet we went to in Ipswich, they run their cross-country meet out at their track complex. They don't run it around the track, but they have kind of a big area there. They start on the track, they run off, they go around their baseball fields, they go around their rodeo grounds and stuff, and then they come through the track, and then they go through and do that again. So they have music playing and an announcer, and so it's a little different feeling. So we're going to have that Munchkin Run on at like 4:30 on the 27th before the game, because there's a bunch of stuff going on that day, like MYO is doing face painting and there's a ball throw. So there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. And our cross country runners are going to be out there helping the kids and kind of visiting with them and maybe use it as a recruiting tool for them as they get older on that. But there's going to be some more information coming out there about that. But that'll be an opportunity for kids to run, and then also for people to kind of see our runners and maybe visit with them and just talk to them and show them their support a little bit, since we don't have a home meet this year. So
that's really awesome. Yeah, we're here with the Mobridge Pollock cross country coach Chris Freed, and coach, I think we'd all love to learn more about you as well. We've touched on it, I think, a little bit today. Have you coached other sports prior to cross country?
Yeah, I've coached track and field here for 2 or 3 years off and on. I've been in education for some form since 2000, so I've actually coached football. I used to teach in Arizona for three or four years. I coached football there, assistant girls basketball. I coached track and field down there at the middle school and high school levels and stuff. So I have some experience in that. I've also, youth sports, I've helped my kids in a variety of sports, basketball and football and stuff as well. But I do like kind of track, field, and actually cross country because it is a little bit individual. But it is also a kind of a team sport as well. You work together, you know, cross country, you go out on runs, two or three or four of you run together and kind of push and work with each other. You can have a conversation a little bit while you're doing that as well. So it's an opportunity to build some camaraderie within that. So I've had a variety of experiences in coaching, but yeah, I'm really enjoying this season so far in my first year of doing it. So.
That's great. Is that what you think is the biggest thing maybe that sets cross country apart from other sports? Is that endurance, and it's individual, but it's also a team? It's kind of unusual compared to a lot of other sports.
Yeah, as cross country is, your teammates really need to support each other. You know, if you see different reels or on X or Twitter, or, you know, kids are always watching that, and I watch them sometimes too, but you know, there's kind of who's your cross country fans at a meet? It's your parents, and that's about it, right? Because it's in the middle of the day during the school day, typically, usually. And so you have to really support each other and that. And so it does end up, you know, the kids kind of form a little bit of a bond, and they definitely are good at supporting each other, cheering for each other, encouraging each other. So I do like that aspect, you know, of that. As it builds a little bit of community within that team. And it's hard. So, you know, like you said, to have that endurance, that long, hard training piece, it's not easy. And so I do appreciate the teammates helping each other and supporting each other in that way. So,
definitely. And I'm sure maybe track and field is might be what comes to mind, but it could be anything else that you've learned coaching other sports that's really carried over the most for you as a coach doing cross country this year.
Yeah, I mean, all the stuff that I've done with track and field has definitely played into, you know, the workouts that we put together. Yeah. I've done a lot of research and visited with other people on setting up a training schedule. You know, when do you have hard practices? When do you go light and have recovery days? Nutrition is playing a big piece of that, especially with cross country. You know, sometimes with track and field stuff, it's shorter bursts of energy and stuff, but when you know, you have longer runs and stuff, nutrition becomes very important. When do you drink water? When do you eat something? You know, if you have a meet at 10 and you don't eat any breakfast or anything, you're going to be in trouble because after you start running, your body's going to need some fuel. So helping the kids through that has been a big piece as well, to understand what nutrition stuff they need. But yeah, track and field has definitely helped me with a baseline in terms of prepping for practices and meets and motivation and all those good pieces that go into it. So,
something that comes up a lot in these Tiger Talk interviews, different coaches from all different sports at the high school, is how many and how high quality multi-sport athletes at Mobridge Pollock High School. And I would imagine cross country is up there. The types of skills and things that you build in cross country, I mean, that carries over to probably every single sport.
Sure.
You could go and play.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, you know, as I'm thinking off the top of my head, I'm pretty sure all of our athletes that we have do either basketball or wrestling, or they do track and field, or even golf, or we have a couple that are trying to do two right now, cross country and volleyball, for example, at the middle school level. But yeah, when I do the workouts as well, I try to incorporate, we incorporate strength training, we incorporate some speed work, you know, and that stuff as well, because those skills are is definitely transferable to the other sports, you know, as well. Endurance is important as well to help build a base for if you're going to play volleyball or wrestle or any of that. But that speed work also comes into play as well, and being in the weight room is an important aspect of that. So you have to have a kick in cross country, right? You can't run the same pace the whole way, but you got to have a kick at the end. So that requires speed, that requires strength. So we try to incorporate a variety of workouts in there. We do some cross training as well because just to mix things up a little bit, we've played ultimate frisbee for some workouts on lighter days and stuff to keep things. We've done some bike workouts, so definitely trying to switch up the workouts for the kids to keep it interesting and also to train the muscles a little bit differently too.
That's a cool way of looking at it.
Yeah,
we've learned a lot today about you as a coach. I also, for those that don't know, and you touched on it a little bit, a rich background in education, among several things, your doctorate in education. You've been the Division of Education Director at Sitting Bull College. Tell us about the passion you have for education, too.
Yeah, you know, we started back in 2000, I guess, teaching, like I said, in Arizona, taught high school social studies and history. And then we moved back to the Mobridge area in 2003. I've taught K through 12. Middle school has been probably where I spent the most of my time, every subject except math I taught there. Did some administrative work for a while and then moved up to the college in Fort Yates. So I teach, people ask like what I teach or what classes I teach, and I just kind of say I teach people how to be teachers, I guess is kind of the way to put that. But yeah, it's been something that kind of just has continued to grow and flourish within the things that I do in terms of work. I just didn't really think that I'd ever be like working at the college or ever get my like doctorate stuff, but it kind of just worked out that way. I'm glad I was able to go through that path to be able to do that, because it's taught me a whole lot in terms of writing and research and education and new trends. And so it kind of keeps me on the edge of my seat, I guess, a little bit on that. But yeah, I mean, education, of course, is very important, whether you're looking at, high school components, after school. It's just a big part of my family and my background. My grandparents have been teachers. I got other family members that have been teachers, the aunts and uncles and cousins. And my wife is a teacher as well. One of our kids is going into teaching, in terms of getting their degree. So it's a little bit a part of our family. So kind of makes sense that we continue to do that.
That's terrific. Yeah, it runs in the family. I like that. And you've been involved other things in the community too, the Mobridge Youth Organization and those things too, right?
Yep, I did help with that for a number of years. That's an important organization that a lot of people have been a part of since its inception. So I was just a small piece of that for a little while. But having that continue to grow and flourish is an important part of the community to give our younger kids opportunities to participate in not just sports and activities, but summer programs and being active and learning some skills that way. So yeah, I've been part of that and, a few other things here and there.
All right, Chris Freed, he is your Mobridge Pollock cross country coach. It's been terrific getting to know you better today, and thanks for taking the time to do this. We're wishing you all the luck to you and the team, and we hope to have you back soon.
I appreciate it. I'd love to come back and visit a couple weeks down the road. Thanks, William.
Really great stuff tonight from Chris Freed, the Mobridge Pollock cross country coach. It was terrific getting to sit down with him and learn more about the sport, the program, some of the athletes doing really terrific things, really cool. Those middle schoolers competing at some of those varsity events this year. And just to reiterate something that he mentioned to us during the interview, that September 27th, next Friday, before the football game at Tiger Stadium, they're going to do a Munchkin run for the little kids at 4:30. And he said that there will be more details about that to come leading up to that. So stay tuned to the proper channels, the Facebook pages and things of that nature. But a chance to also kind of honor the cross-country runners for the high school for everything that they've done this season without a home meet, because there was a home meet scheduled originally for this upcoming weekend, but that was canceled. So they're going to run in Gettysburg this Saturday instead. In terms of the athletic calendar for Mobridge Pollock, cross country, the only thing going this week, they will be in Chamberlain tomorrow for the Big Dakota Conference invite. Athletic.net is the place to go online to view all the results for all the teams and runners and cross country as well at the Battler Invitational this Saturday in Gettysburg. Volleyball is off for the time being after their win in Timberlake last night. They will get the rest of this week and next week off from matches. They'll be back in action October 1st at Cheyenne Eagle Butte, the next home match against Stanley County in October the 3rd there, a few weeks from now. Football is having their bye week, and they will return finally to Tiger Stadium, the much-anticipated return next Friday, September 27th, 6 o'clock kickoff against Belle Fouche, and really looking forward to that. Until next time, this is William Haynes saying thank you for tuning in to Tiger Talk, brought to you by Dakota Bank. We will return next Wednesday, live at 7 o'clock sharp here on Star 99. We hope that you'll join us for that. Big thank you as well to Chris Freed of Mobridge Pollock Cross Country for joining us tonight. You're listening to Star 99.